This is the Sakkar Murli of 22nd of September 2025. Essence. Sweet children, put your hand on your heart and ask yourself, did I know previously all the things that Baba is now explaining to me? Understand the meaning of what you hear now and remain happy. Question. What is the greatest strength of your Brahmin religion and how? Answer. Your Brahmin religion is such that the whole world receives salvation on the basis of the Srimat you follow. It is Brahmins who make the whole world peaceful. You, the decoration of the Brahmin clan, are more elevated than the deities. You receive this strength from the Father. You Brahmins become the Father's helpers. You receive the biggest prize. You not only become the masters of Brahmand, but you also become the masters of the world. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, sweetest spiritual, long lost and now found children. You spiritual children understand that the spiritual father definitely only comes once every 5,000 years. The name cycle has to be used. The age of this drama, that is, this cycle of the world, is 5,000 years. Only the one father sits here and explains these things. You would never hear these from the mouth of a human being. You spiritual children who are sitting here know that the spiritual father of all of you souls is that one. The father whom no human being knows sits here and gives you children his introduction. No one knows who God or Ishwa is. Since they call him God the Father, there should be so much love for him. He is the unlimited Father, so you must definitely be receiving the inheritance from him. Very good English words, Heavenly God the Father, are used. That new world is called heaven, and this old world is called hell. However, no one knows heaven. Sannyasis don't believe in it. They never say that the Father is the creator of heaven. The words Heavenly God the Father are very sweet, and heaven is also famous. The cycle of heaven and hell, the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world, turns around in the intellects of you children. That is, it turns around in the intellects of those who are serviceable. Not everyone becomes serviceable to the same extent. You are once again establishing your kingdom. You say, we spiritual children are following the Father's most elevated directions. It is the Srimad of the Highest on High Father. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita is remembered. It is the number one scripture. On hearing the Father's name, one immediately remembers the inheritance. No one in the world knows what is received from God the Father. The words ancient yoga are used, but no one understands who taught this ancient yoga. They say that it was Sri Krishna, because it is Sri Krishna's name that has been mentioned in the Gita. You now understand that the Father taught you Raja Yoga, through which you all attained liberation and liberation in life. You also understand that it was in Bharat where Shiv Baba came. His birthday is celebrated too, But because his name has disappeared from the Gita, his praise has also disappeared. They have forgotten the Father, from whom the whole world receives happiness and peace. This is called a play of just the one mistake. The biggest mistake is that they don't know the Father. Sometimes they say that he is beyond name and form, or they say that he has incarnated in a fish or a crocodile, or in the pebbles and stones. They continue to make mistake after mistake. They continue to come down the ladder. Their degrees continue to decrease. They continue to become Tamopradan. According to the Dharma plan, the Father, who is the creator of heaven, the one who made Bharat into the master of heaven, has been said to be in the pebbles and stones. The Father now explains how you have continued to come down the ladder. No one knows anything. They continue to ask what the Dharma is. When was this world created? When you ask them, when did the new world come into existence? They reply, hundreds of thousands of years ago. They think that this old world still has many years to go. That is called the darkness of ignorance. It is remembered, the Satguru gave the ointment of knowledge, and the darkness of ignorance was dispelled. You understand that the Father, the Creator, definitely creates heaven. Only the Father comes and changes hell into heaven. Only the Father, the Creator, comes and gives you this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. He only comes at the end. This takes time. It has also been explained to you, children, that that knowledge doesn't take as much time as the pilgrimage of remembrance. The account of 84 births is just like a story. Whose kingdom was it 5,000 years ago? Where did that kingdom go? You children now have the whole of this knowledge. You are very ordinary. He makes sinners like Ajamil and those who have stone intellects, the hunchbacked and the natives, very elevated. The Father explains what you have become from what you were. The Father comes and tells you to look at the state that this old world has now reached. Human beings don't know anything of how the world cycle turns. The Father says, put your hand on your heart and ask yourself whether you knew any of this before. Nothing at all. You now know that Baba has come once again to give us the sovereignty of the world. It doesn't enter anyone's intellect what the sovereignty of the world is. The world means the whole world. You know that the Father gives us such a kingdom that for half a cycle, no one can snatch it away from us. Therefore, you children should have so much happiness. You have claimed the kingdom from the Father so many times. The Father is the truth. He is the true teacher. He is also the Satguru. You had not heard this before. You now understand the meaning of this. You are his children, so you should be able to remember the Father. Nowadays they adopt a guru in their childhood. They make pictures of their gurus and wear them around their necks, or they keep one at home. Here the wonder is that the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru are all one. The Father says, I will take you back home with me. When you are asked, what do you study? Tell them, we are studying Raja Yoga in order to claim the kingdom of the new world. Just as there is Barrister Yoga, so this is Raja Yoga. Their intellects would definitely be in yoga with a barrister. They would definitely remember their teacher. You say that you are studying in order to attain the kingdom of heaven. Who is teaching us? God, Father Shiva. He only has one name, which has continued. That name is not the chariot's name. My name is Shiva. You say, Father Shiva and Brahma the chariot. You now know how wonderful this is. The body is one. Why is he called the lucky chariot? Because Shiv Baba entered him. There are definitely two souls. Only you know this. No one else would even think of it. They portray the lucky chariot, Bhagirath, bringing the Ganges. Was it water that was brought? You can now see in a practical way who brings it and what it is he brings. Knowledge. Who has entered this body? It is the Father who has entered it. Water would hardly enter a human being. Water would hardly emerge from the locks of someone's hair. Human beings never think about these things. It is said religion is might. There is might in religion. Say which religion has the most strength? The Brahmin religion. Yes, that's right. Whatever strength there is, it is the Brahmin religion that has it. No other religion has any strength. You are now Brahmins. You Brahmins receive power from the Father, through which you become the masters of the world. You have so much power. You say that you belong to the Brahmin religion. This does not sit in anyone's intellect. Although this variety form image has been created, it is incomplete. The main thing is that no one knows the Creator or his first creation. The Father is the Creator, and Brahmins are the top knot. There is strength in this. Just by remembering the Father, you receive strength. Children are definitely number wise. You are the decoration of the most elevated Brahmin clan in this world. You are more elevated than the deities. You now receive power. The greatest strength is in the Brahmin religion. What do Brahmins do? They make the whole world peaceful. Your religion is such that it liberates everyone on the basis of the Srimat you follow. This is why the Father says, I make you even more elevated than I am. You become the masters of Brahmand, and also the masters of the world. You will rule over the whole world. They sing, Bharat is our country. Sometimes they sing songs of praise, and at other times they say, look at the state Bharat has become. They don't know when Bharat was that elevated. Human beings believe that heaven and hell are both here together. Those who have wealth and cars, etc., think that they're in heaven. They don't understand that it is a new world that is called heaven. Everything has to be learnt here. The skills of science will be useful later on there. Science gives happiness there. There is temporary happiness through all the things here. There it will become permanent happiness for you children. Everything has to be learnt here so that those sanskars can be taken there. New souls will not go and learn them there. The children from here will learn science and go there. They will become very clever. They will take all the sanskars that are going to be useful there. Now there is temporary happiness. These bombs, etc., will destroy everything. How can there be a reign of peace without death? Here it is a kingdom of peacelessness. You also understand, number-wise, that you will first go home and then go to that land of happiness. The Father doesn't enter that land of happiness. The Father says, I need an old chariot. On the path of devotion, I have been fulfilling everyone's desires. The trance messengers have been shown how devotees carry out intense worship. They decorate the deities, worship them, and then sink them in the sea. There is so much expense. Ask them, when did this begin? They reply that it has been going on since time immemorial. They wander around so much. All of that is in the drama. The Father repeatedly explains to you children that he has come to make you very sweet. Those deities are so sweet. Human beings are now so bitter. Those who had helped the Father a great deal previously continue to be worshipped. You are worshipped. You also claim an elevated status. The Father himself says, I make you more elevated than I am. These are the elevated directions of the highest on high Father. Even in the Gita, Srimat is very well known. Sri Krishna claims his inheritance from the Father at this time. The Father has entered the chariot of the Sri Krishna soul. This is such a wonderful thing. This never enters anyone's intellect. It takes great effort for those who understand this to explain it. The Father explains to you children so well. Baba writes, Brahmins, the most elevated, mouth-born creation of Brahma. If you do elevated service, you receive this prize. If you become the Father's helpers, you all receive a prize, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You have so much strength that you can make human beings into the masters of heaven. You are the spiritual army. If you don't wear this badge, how would people understand that you are the spiritual military? Those in the military always wear a badge. Shiv Baba is the creator of the new world. There was the kingdom of the deities. It doesn't exist now. Therefore the Father says, Man Manabhav, forget your body and all your bodily relations and remember me alone. You will then go into Sri Krishna's dynasty. There can be no question of shyness about this. You will remember the Father. The Father says of this one, Brahma, that he used to worship Narayan and kept a picture of Narayan with him. While walking and moving around, he kept looking at that picture. Now that you children have this knowledge, you should definitely wear a badge. You are the ones who change ordinary humans into Narayan. You are the ones who teach Raja Yoga. You do the service of changing ordinary humans into Narayan. Check yourself. Do I have any defects? You children come to Bap Dada. The father Bap is Shiv Baba. Dada is his chariot. The father will definitely meet you through the chariot. You children come to the father to be refreshed. When you sit in front of him, it is easy to remember him. Baba has come in order to take you back home. The father is now sitting in front of you, so there should be more remembrance of him. Every day you can also increase your pilgrimage of remembrance, even outside Madhavan. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Check yourself. Do I have any defects? Deities are very sweet. Have I become just as sweet? 2. Follow the Father's most elevated directions to establish your own kingdom. In order to become serviceable, make your intellect spin this knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the world, and of heaven and hell. Blessing. May you be an easy yogi who experiences easy remembrance by having the awareness of being a helper of God. To be a helper of God means to be one who is constantly busy in doing the service that God, the Father, has given you. Constantly have the intoxication that God Himself has given you the service you do. While carrying out any task, you can never forget the one who gave you that task. So while doing service through actions, stay aware that you are carrying out that activity under the Father's directions, and you will then experience remembrance to be easy and become an easy yogi. Slogan: stay constantly aware of your godly student life, and Maya will not be able to come close to you. Avyakt signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. To the extent that you become a volcanic form and an instrument for establishment, to that extent the flames of destruction will be revealed. The collective volcanic form of remembrance will complete the task of destruction of the world. For this, special yoga programs should continue to take place at all the centers, because these will fan the flames of destruction. The flames of destruction will ignite from the fire of yoga, and that fire will intensify from the flames. Om Shanti.